I am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called Six-Pack Sally, swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the Hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I've become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. Beginning back in January 2001, investment advisors registered and submitted their filings to the Securities and Exchange Commission through the SEC new electronic filing system. 2001 is 18 years ago. It does not take 18 years to file a trademark and get approval. Indicating a trademark is pending when the trademark is not pending is, can we all say deceptive? Intended to deceive? Yeah, that sounds more like it. IARD was pitched as a one-stop electronic filing system, offering investment advisors several advantages using modern information technology and the internet. Is in reality a ticket to crime, a gateway to investor hell through deception. The investor and even the good investment advisors are unaware is going on. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, pitch is the IARD, eliminates paper filings, can in a single filing satisfy Securities and Exchange Commission and state filing requirements, automatic payment of state fees, and easy public access to information about your firm on the investment advisor public disclosure. According to the IAPD, the investment advisor public disclosure website, and please note, IAPD is not the same as IARD. IARD, Investment Advisor Registry, IAPD, Investment Advisor Public Disclosure. The IARD website says, "Welcome to the Investment Advisor Registration Depository." Welcome to the IARD website. This site provides investment advisor firms and representatives with a variety of information about the Investment Advisor Registration Depository, IARD system. IARD is an electronic filing system that facilitates investment advisor registration, exempt reporting advisor filing, regulatory review, and the public disclosure information of a registered investment advisor firms and individuals. FINRA is the developer and operator of IARD, and the system has been developed according to the requirements of its sponsors, the Securities and Exchange Commission and the North American Administrators Association, NASAA, along with those of an industry advisory council representing the investment advisor firms. IARD.com was registered April 28, 2000 by FINRA in Maryland, Registrar IANA ID 146. That's pretty high up. Pretty new and close to when the internet was released for commercial purpose. The Securities and Exchange Commission says on the Securities and Exchange Commission website that development of the IARD is a joint effort by the SEC and the North American Securities Administrators Association, NASA. NASA is a private business, a charity, a 501c3, except the Securities and Exchange Commission can do nothing if Congress did not write it into law for the Securities and Exchange Commission to do the whatever. This is how things work in Congress, or at least used to, until minions maneuvered messaging to suggest regulatory agencies can write policy masqueraded as law. No, this is not how regulatory things are done. Regulatory things are being done under the radar now, under a product machinism called codes of rules and procedures, employed not just by the regulatory agency, but by the 501cs. The IRS approves under IRS code for nonprofits. Nonprofit does not mean charity per se. Nonprofit is a term lawyers set into play to accomplish the lawyer's client's ambition, paving the way, so to speak. The Securities and Exchange Commission website says the IARD was built and is operated by the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA. FINRA is a self-regulatory organization, a business league, SRO, the Business League of Securities Broker-Dealer Firms, the very same people investment clients sue. The Securities and Exchange Commission website says additional information about IARD can be found on FINRA's IARD website and on NASAA's website. The North American Securities Administrators Association's website. Now, isn't that who you want to go to for information about the people who facilitate your money being stolen? The people who you sue to get your money back because that's what they are telling you to do? I mean, it's beginning to sound a lot like the town hall for Amazon, held here in Crystal City, Arlington, Virginia, pre the state of Virginia finalizing the billions committed to Amazon against the outspoken voices of Virginian residents and privacy concerns. Virginians with questions were directed by the Arlington, Virginia Council to go to their posted hyperlink, which takes visitors to the Arlington, Virginia Council off the council's page to Amazon's website. July 28, 2000. The Securities and Exchange Commission website says the Securities and Exchange Commission approved the filing fees for IARD. Congress had to approve the IARD and the filing fees first. I mean, that is how it is done when laws are followed. The Securities and Exchange Commission website also says the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, formerly designated NASDR, now FINRA, as the operator of the IARD. The NASDR is more commonly known as the NASD, the National Association of Securities Dealers. And the NASD is what the FINRA was for decades dating back to the 1930s, when Congress established the agency, the Securities and Exchange Commission, to regulate Wall Street for the protection of investors. Let me repeat that. The Securities and Exchange Commission was established to regulate Wall Street with the intended end goal, the outcome, the fallout, protecting investors. Congress never said the Securities and Exchange Commission engaged with investors, or for that matter, with investment advisors either. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, does not. See what happens when legislators do not know their job? When the mouse built its own mousetrap? When the wolf self-appoints to watch the hen house? On September 12, 2000, the Securities and Exchange Commission adopted amendments to Form ADV and related rule changes in connection with the creation of IARD. I keep trying to get the Securities and Exchange Commission to produce their approval from Congress. I've explained, the SEC can only do what Congress says in writings. The SEC can do only that. If Congress tells the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, to jump twice on Monday and four times on Tuesday, then that is what? The only thing the Securities and Exchange Commission can do. Until that is, the Securities and Exchange Commission began writing policy on its own without Congress's approval. Knowledge? Well, please, we are talking Congress. Legislators that approved the internet chaos being unleashed back in the 107th Congress and earlier, yet serving today as legislators, are some puzzled why the world is wacky. Please. The IARD pilot program was completed November 9th, 2000. Investment advisors registered at the time between January 1 and April 30th, 2001 made their inaugural initial virgin filings of the new electronic form ADV through FINRA's, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Their IARD investment advisor registration depository, failing to clarify, investment advisors was for firms only. Internet access to advisor information contained in Form ADV's website. November 7th, 2011, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, updated the IARD system to accept reports filed by exempt reporting advisors. July 28, 2000, the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, release number IA-1888, issued action of a notice and order, designation of NASD Regulation Inc. to establish and maintain IARD and approval of IARD fees. Only, I repeat, only if Congress said that. Only, I repeat, if Congress put a law and order ordering the establishment of NASD Regulation, Inc. The summary says, the Commission is designating NASDR, NASD Regulation, Inc., to establish and maintain a new electronic filing and disclosure system for investment advisors. The new system is called the Investment Advisor Registration Depository, and the Commission is also approving IARD filing fees. Securities and Exchange lawyers were Laurie H. Price, Senior Counsel, Karen L. Goldstein, attorney from the Task Force on Investment Advisor Regulation, Division of Investment Management, Securities and Exchange Commission. FINRA, the former NASD, got away with that until I made public Congress never authorized forming the NASD Dispute Resolution Forum. Overnight, to the industry's shock, without warning, FINRA DRS shuttered, disappeared, on paper, that is. The Securities and Exchange Commission wrote in 1996, Congress gave us authority to participate in an electronic system for the registration of investment advisors. Section 203 AD of the Investment Advisors Act of 1940 allows us to require investment advisors to file forms through any entity designated by us for that purpose and to pay reasonable costs associated with these filings. Problem being, the internet was not approved for commercial use. Domain names created through the IANA domain naming system by President Bill Clinton and Vice President Al Gore until September 18, 1998. I asked the Securities and Exchange Commission for their correspondences confirming electronic system. Nothing. None. The internet was not released for commercial use until 2 years later. That said, the bankers, Wall Street, their systems show registrations going back to 1985, even earlier. SWIFT was founded in 1973. SWIFT's domain name was registered 1994, February 21. The Securities and Exchange Commission says on its website, NASDR is building the IARD for us and the North American Securities Administrators Association. Continuing, the IARD will permit advisors to file with us and the states electronically through the internet. The guy credited as being the father of the internet says to this day, there is no security on the internet. To this day, over 40 years, he's been saying the same thing. The SEC website says NASDR is a self-regulatory organization for broker-dealers. Further stating, NASDR has extensive experience administrating the Central Registration Depository, CRD, through which broker-dealers make electronic filings with NASDR, the state securities authorities, and us. The Securities and Exchange Commission website does not say investment advisors, investment advisory firms, registered representatives. The Securities and Exchange Commission could not. Congress never said so. There is the minor technicality that Congress, in its act, told the Securities and Exchange Commission to approve multiple SROs, self-regulatory organizations. There is the fact, confirmed by FOIA, the Securities and Exchange Commission only ever approved one, only SRO, the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, that became FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, when things on Wall Street were getting kinda hot, when the Massachusetts State Securities Regulator began asking questions, too many questions too close for the Securities and Exchange Commission and the National Association of Securities Dealers' comfort. Expect the Massachusetts State Securities Regulator did not understand everything the Massachusetts State Securities Regulator was looking at until we connected 2018. 2018. The Securities and Exchange Commission went one step further, one step too far as I see it, stating, "Today, pursuant to our authority under the Advisors Act, we are designating NASDAQ as the operator of the IARD. The Securities and Exchange Commission does not have authority under the Advisors Act. Law enforcement does. The Investment Advisors Act of 1940 allows for fines and jail time for aiding and abetting of crimes. The SEC only has authority over investment advisory firms of 25 million AUM, assets under management. The Securities and Exchange Commission has no authority over investment advisory firms of less than 25 million AUM. Investment advisory firms of 25 million AUM is oversight of state securities regulators. It would be nice if state regulators knew that." The Securities and Exchange Commission wrote, "In operating the IARD, NASDAQ, National Association of Securities Dealers, will not act as a self-regulatory organization for advisors. The NASDAQ, the NASD could not, will not act as a self-regulatory organization for advisors. Congress never gave the SEC that right to engage with investment advisors or investment clients. To this day, Congress has not given the SEC that right, no matter how many times the Securities and Exchange Commission has asked. What's it all about, Alfie? As the song goes, it's about money. Isn't it always?" The Securities and Exchange Commission wrote, "NASDAQ has submitted to us a schedule of filing fees it proposes to charge advisors to initially register through the IARD and to file updating annual amendments. Today we are approving these fees," the SEC wrote. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, meant advisors as in people, individuals, not just in firms. To this day, Congress has not given the Securities and Exchange Commission that right, no matter how many times the Securities and Exchange Commission has asked. To this day, the Securities and Exchange Commission had prepared answers for everything. That is what lawyers do. Build out safe harbors to get ahead of potential landmines, IEDs, explosions that could implode a con well played. The Securities and Exchange Commission wrote, "These fees will be used to pay for the operation and maintenance of the IARD, and because larger advisors will make greater use of the system and derive greater benefits, the NASDAQ has proposed that they pay higher fees than smaller advisors, and thus the filing fee requirements are set in three tiers, based on the investment advisor's amount of assets under management. The SEC approved these fees as payment by advisors for the reasonable costs associated with using the IARD. Do the states regulating the state regulators know this? That a private business is taking money from businesses the state has oversight of? Assets under management, more than $100 million initial fee, $1,100 annual updating fee, $550. Assets under management, $25 million to $100 million. Initial fee, $800. Annual updating fee, $400. Assets under management, less than $25 million. Initial fee, $150. Annual updating fee, $100. And we haven't even touched the fees FINRA claws in. And then the Securities and Exchange Commission ordered pursuant to 203 AD of the Investment Advisors Act of 1940, that NASD Regulation Inc. is designated as the entity to accept electronic and such other filings that our rules require to be filed through the Investment Advisor Registration Depository, and the proposed filing fees described above are approved by the Commission, by Jonathan G. Katz, Secretary, dated July 28, 2000. Busted. Congress doesn't write rules. Congress writes laws. And the SEC cannot write policy. My SEC Secretary, Securities and Exchange Commission Secretary, I butt heads with Brent Fields. Brent Fields signed the SEC Securities and Exchange Commission order that Don Bennett would pay $4.4 million in fines in the action the SEC Securities and Exchange Commission took against Don Bennett 8.5 more years of victims after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be the SEC investment client whistleblower 2010, confirmed in writing December 12, 2010, after I completed, signed, sent in the Form 1662 the Securities and Exchange Commission sent me, not just once, but twice. The second time after Don Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, was caught in a federal bank with a victim from Bennett, Moscow, John Curry's 2015 to 2017 crime window the FBI arrests were predicated on for Don Bennett, that is, for Bradley Moscow, that is, not for John Curry, not for Tim Augustin, not for Stuart Rogers, Michelle Morris, Kathleen Pruse, none. Witness after witness in Maryland 8:17-0472-PX testified in Greenbelt, Maryland court. They were longtime Bennett Group Financial Services clients, but the problem, a scam the Securities and Exchange Commission has been perpetrating on law enforcement, investors, courts, and media for decades. The FBI's arms were tied, so to speak, information-wise. We will talk. The Securities and Exchange Commission said, the IARD will permit advisors to satisfy filing obligations under state and federal laws by making a single electronic filing. Information contained in the filings made through the IARD will be stored in a database that will be publicly accessible through the Internet. We have proposed new rules under the Advisors Act and amendments to current rules that would require advisors to submit their filings through the IARD. The release proposing these rules provides further details on how the IARD will work. See electronic filing by investment advisors, proposed amendments to Form ADV, Investment Advisors Act release number 1862, April 5th, 2000. Oh, I don't want the proposed rules. I want Congress's law. Without Congress's law, this proposed rule could not happen. There is one more thing the SEC says on its website. NASDR was established in 1996 as a wholly owned subsidiary of the National Association of Securities Dealers, except the NASDR could only exist in the world of investors if Congress said so. In the world of securities, if Congress said so. Congress did not. Nor did Congress say FINRA, Financial Industry Dispute Resolution, could exist. I exposed that too. In one weekend, hell broke loose. In the middle of the night, it seemed hell broke loose. FINRA shuttered FINRA DRS without notice, without warning. Lawyers screamed, how could they do this? Close the website. Well, if you are a private business, you can do almost anything, they thought. The FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. And then almost as fast, as mysteriously, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, DRS, disappeared from the District of Columbia DCRA business filing website. To be continued. Be good. Be back. Please subscribe to my podcast. Even better, become my Patreon. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com, www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics forefront where it should be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off your time invested and your dime earned. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. Oh, you've got nothing to fear. Wall Street, everything to fear. Until next time.